The Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com, part of the Explore Your Town Media Network, is brought to you by the Triple R Roadhouse off Exit 62 of Interstate 80 in the Clarion Mall. See their menu online at TripleRRoadhouse.com. Bell American Awards and Engraving, putting just about anything on just about everything. See their selection online at AllAmericanHQ.com. By Bauer Truck Repair, 24-hour roadside service, towing, recovery, and heavy-duty truck repair from Bowers. By Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler, the power of two. Check out their complete inventory online. By Smathers Insurance Agency, with more than 50 years of experience offering a wide variety of plans to handle all of your insurance needs. By Carly Tire, for all your tire needs and the great brands you love. By Galbraith's Furniture, competitive pricing, quality furniture, and committed to your service and satisfaction, located on Main Street in Brookville. By GR Cellular, no contract, no credit check, no hassle, they just save you money. Visit grcellular.com. By the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny, ECUA, bringing affordable associate degrees to your backyard. Visit online at ecuapa.org. And by Kate's Hair Studio, get a fantasy global tan at Kate's Hair Studio, 817 Main Street in Clarion. And we do welcome you into another edition of the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. It is week number 8 of the 2013 high school football season. I am Dustin Kiefer, Chris Rossetti beside me, as always. Another great night of high school football this evening. Finally starting to get into those cold temperatures of the fall, and I know folks that were out at the games tonight certainly experiencing those colder temperatures a little bit more this evening, but we have a bunch of scores rolling in, so let's get straight to our final scores here tonight as we take a look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard. In the AML North, Port Allegheny 16, Cameron County 14. Cameron scores late in that football game to make it a two-point game. Port holds on. 16-14 is your final score there. Otto Eldred beats Cattersport tonight 48-28 in AML North action. In the AML South, the most recent update we have on this one, Kane 27, Ridgeway 12. Ridgeway was able to battle back, trailing 20-12. Or 20-0, rather, in that game. They scored two touchdowns in the third quarter to make it a 27-12 game, or rather a 20-12 game. Kane scores recently here within the first part of the fourth quarter to make it 27-12. That is your score with 8:24 to play in the fourth quarter. That game is that's a fairly old update, so that game may not be final yet. But most certainly that is much later in the fourth quarter. It looks like Kane is on their way to a victory tonight. In KSAC crossover action, these games do not count in the Keystone Shortway Athletic Conference divisional standings, large school and small school divisions. Clarion, once again with a shutout tonight, victory over Punxsutawney 55-0. Also in shutout fashion, the Red Bank Valley Bulldogs back on the winning track 23-0 over St. Mary's. That's also a final. Monotau 34, Union 20. There's a final score there. Monotau gets their second straight win, their second win of the season. Brookville 36, Clarion Limestone 15. In Mountain League play, this one just going final. Clearfield 31, Baldy Guaria 6. Another final score we have for you in non-conference play saw St. Joseph's Catholic Academy defeat AC Valley tonight 28-7. That game was 7-7 at the half, and St. Joe's took a 14-7 lead into the fourth quarter. Put up a couple touchdowns in that fourth quarter to make it 28-7. AC Valley remains winless on the 2013 campaign. In non-conference action, Fort Cherry 45, Brockway 28. That's a halftime score. Chris, that Fort Cherry-Brockway game, we're hoping that that game actually ends before we go off the air at 11 o'clock tonight. There's a chance it might not because, first of all, late kickoff, and we have, 73 points at halftime. And it sounded like halftime was going to go a little long.
Yeah, they were going to have homecoming. Both bands were playing. The game may never end.
Yeah, so we're hoping we actually get a final score on that one before we go off the air tonight. But we'll wait and see. Carn City leading Oil City 48-28, 6:05 remaining in that football game. And we'll get a final score to you as soon as we know it for that one. And the other score that we have in the middle of the fourth quarter, Mercer 56, Keystone 28. The Panthers getting their first win of the season last year, actually.
Last week.
14-14, the tie ball game early in that one, actually in the second quarter. And Keystone takes a lead, a 20-14 lead in that game, Mercer has certainly been able to kick it into gear in the latter part of that football game. Makes it 56-28. Mercer leading Keystone with 5:12 to play in the fourth quarter. Couple games coming up tomorrow. In the afternoon, Smethport's at Sheffield. That's in the AML North. That game decides the AML North champion. And in the AML South, Kerwinsville is at Elk County Catholic. Of course, that AML South game, just getting an update here, as it does go final. Ridgeway is able to put up another score, but that game goes final as Kane defeats Ridgeway tonight.
And that gives Kane the AML South title.
There you go.
And they will host the AML title game.
Okay. So there we go. Kane is in the AML championship game to be played week number 10. They'll face the winner of that Smethport-Sheffield game coming up tomorrow. Well, they won't play them tomorrow. Smethport and Sheffield play tomorrow afternoon. Winner of that one wins the AML North, and there you go. That's your All-American Awards and Engraving Scoreboard. Which gives us just enough time to head out on the GR Cellular Hotline, and we are going to be joined by our first guest here in week number 8. It is the head coach of the Montauk Warriors, Cecil Blauser, and the first-year head coach as well. And Coach, congratulations on the victory tonight over the Union Golden Knights, a 34-20 defeat of the Golden Knights in Reimersburg. Back-to-back victories for the Montauk Warriors, and I guess looking to kick things into gear for the second half of the season. Coach, do we have you with us? Okay, looks like we don't have Coach Blauser with us, so we will... Okay, so we do have him now. All right, Coach Blauser, are you with us? Coach, do we have you with us? Coach, are you with us? All right, so we'll try to get things figured out here with that, and we will certainly get back with Head Coach Cecil Blauser of the Montauk Warriors. But once again, the Warriors tonight, a 34-20 winner over the Union Golden Knights. 34-20 victory over the Golden Knights tonight. Montauk moves to 2-6 on the 2013 season. Let's step aside for a moment. We will take a timeout. We'll come back, and we will talk, or we'll do our best to talk with the head coach of the Montauk Warriors, Cecil Blauser. This is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Looking to have a part. And we welcome you back to the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Dustin Kiefer and Chris Rossetti with you. Well, hey, you know, the fun of working with technology, the technical difficulties, I think we finally were able to get those ironed out finally here as we are hoping to be joined by the head coach of the Montauk Warriors, Cecil Blauser. As we just give you a quick rundown of the final scores in the All-American Awards and Engraving Scoreboard. The winners tonight in the AML North, Port Allegheny beats Cameron County, Otto Eldred beats Cowdy, and the AML South, Kane beat Ridgeway. District 10, Region 5, Meadville over Bradford. Dubois leading Warren going to the fourth. KSAC crossover games, Clarion, Red Bank, Montauk, Brookville, all winners tonight. In Mountain League play, Clearfield beats Bald Eagle Area. Non-conference play, final score, St. Joe's over AC Valley. In the fourth quarter, Mercer up big on Keystone. In the middle of the fourth, Carn City up by 20 over Royal City. And Fort Cherry leading Brockway 45-28 at the half. Montauk 34, Union 20, final score is what we had from Reimersburg tonight. And hopefully, this time, we do have the head coach of the Montauk Warriors, Cecil Blauser, with us on the phone. So, Coach, do we have you with us this time?
Yes, sir, you do.
Boy, it's great to hear your voice. First-year head coach. Actually, I've never had a chance to speak with you, Coach, but it's really, really great to hear your voice here today. That's the joys of working with technology and working with live radio, too. But, hey, Coach, nice win tonight over the Golden Knights. You know, a Knights team that's battling there for a playoff spot in Class A, and what Montauk put together back-to-back wins here. Have to be, you know, liking that and maybe getting a strong finish here to the latter part of the season for the Montauk Warriors.
Yes, the kids are just playing real hard right now, and we got through a really tough stretch at the start of the season, but the kids have really stepped up of late. We've had a great practice, and the kids are really starting to buy in.
Coach, Chris Rossetti here. Definitely one of the players that is that has stepped up as the year's gone on is your quarterback, Cody Skiver. I hope I've got that pronounced right.
That's correct.
Talk a little bit about how he's matured as the full-time quarterback this year and how it correlates with him playing better that you guys are also playing better.
Okay, well, we just got recently added a quarterback coach, and Adam Hobaugh was a 1999 Montesaw grad, and he's been working with Cody, and Cody is just starting to mature. He's making better reads, and it's really like almost having an extra coach out there because he understands what I want to do offensively, and he's really come a long way. He's cutting down on the mistakes. He had one pitch tonight, but it served as a punt for us because we were like on the 29-yard line, I think. Don't quote me on that, but then he threw a pick, but it served as a punt. It was my fourth down, so he's really matured. I'm looking for great things out of that young man next year.
Also, you know, you mentioned it at first, and I think this kind of gets overlooked in the way you guys started the season, but that was running the gamut when you guys, the teams you started with this year. How tough is that with a young team and a new coach to have the type of starting schedule that you had, a couple of District 10 powerhouse teams followed by Carn City and Clarion?
That was real tough. That was real tough. I was worried, you know, how the kids would respond after week four. And I thought, you know, they could go one of two ways. They could have quit or they could have rebounded. And I think they rebounded nice. It's just a really nice group of young men. There's just no quitting these kids. I mean, even then we got crushed by Clarion, the kids were still playing hard at the end of the fourth quarter. But as a young team, I think they're maturing real fast the last couple of weeks.
You know, still a couple of weeks left in the regular season, and the way you've played the last couple of weeks and with St. Mary's sort of fading right now, you're not completely out of the playoff picture yet either, are you?
I haven't even thought about that, to be honest with you. We've been just worried about one. Our philosophy that just win one play at a time, and if you win enough one plays at a time, good things will happen. I don't know if that's a possibility. Honestly, I couldn't tell you.
No problem. That's what I would expect most coaches to tell me.
I'm going to say that's what Chris Rossetti's here for. So.
Yeah, you guys tell me if I
can. AC, so we appreciate you joining us tonight on the GR Cellular Hotline, and hopefully we get a chance to talk to you before the end of the season.
I hope so, too. Hey, thanks, fellas.
All right, again, that was the head coach of the Montesaw Warriors, Cecil Blauser, on the GR Cellular Hotline. No contract, no credit check, no hassle. They just save you money with GR Cellular. Visit them online, grcellular.com. We have another final score rolling in here, so let's take a look at that. It is a final Dubois 56, Warren 14. That one does go final 56-14. Dubois a winner over Warren. So let's take another rundown. If you're just joining us, maybe our affiliate stations happen to be joining us here on the All-American Awards and Engraving Scoreboard. We have in the AML North, Port Allegheny 16, Cameron County 14, Ottawa Eldred 48, Cattersport 28. In the AML South, Kane claims the AML South title and a spot in the AML Championship game week number 10. They'll host that one. Kane 27, Ridgeway 18. District 10, Region 5 play. Both final scores here. Meadville 28, Bradford 6, and Dubois 56, Warren 14. In KSAC crossover games, these do not count toward the division standings, large school and small school division. Clarion 55, Punxsutawney 0, Red Bank 23, St. Mary's 0. It was Montesaw 34, Union 20, Brookville 36, Clarion Limestone 15. Mountain League play, final score here, Clearfield 31, Bald Eagle Area 6. In non-conference action, it was St. Joseph's Catholic Academy beating AC Valley tonight 28-7. In the fourth quarter, midway through the fourth, this is the last score we had in this one, Mercer 56, Keystone 28. 6:05 to play in the fourth quarter, Carn City 48, Oil City 28. We'll get you a final score soon on that one. And at halftime, Fort Cherry 45, Brockway 28. That game likely in the third quarter at this point. That was a 7:30 kickoff, of course, with all the points being put up. Certainly a lot going on with that football game as well. So there you go. That is your All-American Awards and Engraving Scoreboard. Tomorrow, Smethport is at Sheffield in an afternoon contest that will decide the AML North. Kerwinsville is at Elk County Catholic tomorrow evening in the AML South. So there you go. That is a look at your All-American Awards and Engraving Scoreboard. They'll put just about anything on just about everything at All-American Awards and Engraving. Visit them online, allamericanhq.com, as we are flying right through here. We got the technical difficulties taken care of, so we might as well head right back out on the GR Cellular Hotline tonight. Clarion, a winner over Punxsutawney, 55-0. And we are joined now by the head coach of the Clarion area Bobcats, Larry Weiser, And Coach Weiser, your guys go out there once again tonight, and your defense specifically, I know that's what Chris really wants to talk about with you, and I do too. That defense puts up a zero again, this time to the Punxsutawney Chucks. What can you say about this Bobcat defense?
Well, our kids worked hard all week. I think I said Falgo, we gave him some, he got some, he's a hard runner. He did some good things against us, but when he pushed came to shove, our kids shut him down on some key downs, and I thought our pass defense did a pretty good job against him tonight. And I just want to really press the point on our punt blocking. We got three block punts tonight, so we got some good field position for our offense.
Larry, that's five shutouts in a row. I think the standard for great defensive teams in Clarion history it starts with the 2000 team, but that 2000 team didn't have five shutouts in a row. What is it that you guys are being able to do so successfully on defense? Is it team speed? Is it just a bunch of guys working together? What is it that has led to this defensive success this year?
Well, I think these kids have done a great job getting in the room and studying film and doing the prep. And, you know, I mean, it's so secret. We're trying to take the best plays and take their best players out of offenses and try to force them to do things they don't normally do. And, we have number of people that come in and different ways that, you know, to help us, like Pat Burns come in tonight, put some good pressure on the pass, on the quarterback tonight. And, he also got one of those block punts. And, you know, we rotate some people in the defensive line and those kids have done a great job. But, our kids, I think have been selfless. They've played that team defense that, you know, they have their gap responsibility. And I think that's been a real key. It helped having the speed too, Chris, that's for sure.
You know, I know we talked about this, you and me, earlier in the year, but when you look at this year's defense compared to, say, that 2000 team, what are the similarities? What may be some of the differences?
Well, I think, number one, we have the speed. Probably that 2000 team, obviously, with the kids we had from that state championship track team a little bit faster, but I think we have a number of kids that can run, and even our big kids can run pretty good. And I think the one key difference might be is that, you know, we have our size. Ben Richards, 295 pounds, and Nathan McNamara, nose guard and tackle, he goes 255. So we have some kids with some size. And so, you know, when we get into a game like tonight, which the field wasn't in bad shape down here, but, you know, we knew they were going to come at us hard with Valgo.
Switching sides of the ball real quick, last couple of weeks you've been a little bit slow starting offensively, but then obviously you've put up 50 points in both weeks. Any concern in the slow starts offensively?
Well, I mean, we come out, I'm not sure what exactly, you know, doing that. I mean, we're moving the ball down the field and we've, you know, made some mental mistakes, and probably tonight we got penalized more than we've been, and that's something concerns me. I want to really look at tape, so I think that hurt us on, you know, early on. But I mean, that first touchdown, I mean, John threw a perfect ball, and Cody did his, you know, falling away on the ground, double coverage catch. It was outstanding. So he continued to just look great at that wide receiver position.
Well, Larry, congratulations on the win. It moves the Bobcats to 8-0. They've already locked up the number one seed in the District 9 Class A playoffs. So good luck next week against AC Valley, Larry.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the coverage.
All right, again, that was the head coach of the Clarion area Bobcats, unbeaten 8-0. Bobcats Larry Weiser on the GR Cellular Hotline. Time for us to step aside for another timeout. When we come back, we'll get you set up for that 10 o'clock hour. It is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show right here on D9Sports.com.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy four qualifying Cooper Tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires. independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know.
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
Business changes over the years. It's always something.
Lemonade, 10 cents!
Insurance needs for your company change as well. You owe it to yourself to review your insurance needs periodically and find ways to save.
Worldwide delivery at lemonade.com!
Come talk with us. We're business insurance experts. R. James Smathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
Always something.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Ride High School Car Inn and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations on the Marcellus gas tanks. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Heading out to a Friday night football game or tuning in at home to listen to your local team? Once your game is over, tune into the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Scores from across all of District 9 and what it all means with reactions, updated standings, interviews, and more. We wrap up your Friday nights with the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Listen online every Friday night from 9:30 till 11 on D9Sports.com.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles, too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
Hey, Gertrude, did you hear about that fire in Brookville?
Huh?
Yeah, I saw it on that there ExploreClarion.com.
Oh, I heard of them.
Yeah, they also had something on the fair in Clarion.
Huh?
Yeah, the fair in Clarion. I saw it on ExploreClarion.com.
Stop paying for local news. Visit ExploreClarion.com for 24/7 up-to-the-minute local and breaking news, weather, obituaries, events, and more. ExploreClarion.com, your number one source for local news covering Clarion, Jefferson, and surrounding county.
All right, welcome back to the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. I'm Dustin Kiefer, Chris Rossetti beside me. A quick look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard in case you're just joining us here before we make our way to the top of the hour here and allow ourselves or allow our stations to identify themselves as we go to the AML South to kick things off. The Cane Wolves claim the AML South title and a spot in the AML Championship game with a 27-18 victory over Ridgeway tonight. Port Allegheny with a victory, back-to-back wins there for Port Allegheny. Win on Saturday last week over Sheffield, and then this one today, a 16-14 win over Cameron County. Ottawa Eldred 48, Caldersport 28 was the final score in the AML North. K-State crossover games. These do not count in the large and small school division standings. It was Clarion 55, Punxsutawney nothing, Red Bank Valley 23, St. Mary's 0, Montauk 34, Union 20. It was Brookville 36, Clarion Limestone 15. District 10, Region 5 saw Meadville beat Bradford tonight 28-6. and Dubois knocks off Warren 56-14. In Mountain League play, Clearfield 31, Bald Eagle Area 6. Non-conference action, we got a final score for you. Carn City knocks off Oil City tonight 48-28. A good non-conference victory there for the Gremlins tonight in week number 8. St. Joseph's Catholic Academy beats AC Valley tonight 28-7. And a couple of scores that one score that has not gone final for sure. This one has to be well into the third quarter at this point. Fort Cherry 45, Brockway 28. That was a halftime score. We'll try to get you an updated one there as soon as possible. And one score that we know has to have gone final by this point, but the last update we had on it was Mercer 56, Keystone 28. So we know Mercer, the Mustangs, on their way to a victory in that one. We just don't have a final score for you. If you happen to know the final score on that one, we'd love to have you tweet it at us, at D9 Sports, at D9 Sports. So just send it there, D, the number 9, Sports, and you can send it to us, and we'll make sure we pass along that final score as well. That is your All-American Awards and Engraving Scoreboard. Editor-in-Chief of the Pennsylvania Football News, Josh Funk, is coming up after this. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. The Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com, part of the EYT Media Network, is brought to you by the Triple R Roadhouse, off exit 62 of Interstate 80 in the Clarion Mall. See their menu online at TripleRRoadhouse.com. By All-American Awards and Engraving, putting just about anything on just about everything. See their selection online at AllAmericanHQ.com. By Bauer Truck Repair, 24-hour roadside service, towing, recovery, and heavy-duty truck repair from Bowers. By Smathers Insurance Agency, with more than 50 years of experience offering a wide variety of plans to handle all of your insurance needs. By Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler, the power of two. Check out their complete inventory online. By Carly Tire, for all your tire needs and the great brands you love. By Galbraith's Furniture, competitive price and quality furniture and committed to your service and satisfaction on Main Street in Brookville. By GR Cellular. No contract, no credit check, no hassle. They just save you money. Visit grcellular.com. By the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny, ECUA, bringing affordable associate degrees to your backyard. Visit online at ecuapa.org. And by Kate's Hair Studio. Get a fantasy global tan at Kate's Hair Studio at 817 Main Street in Clarion. It is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show right here on D9Sports.com. Do want to remind you, if you are in the Clarion area, if the playoffs bring you down this way or over this way, geographically, whatever direction you have to go to get to Clarion, stop by the Triple R Roadhouse. It's located in the Clarion Mall for great steaks, wings, seafood, burgers, so much more. Check them out, the Triple R Roadhouse, just off exit 62 of Interstate 80. Located right inside the Clarion Mall. All right, here we go. We're inside the 10 o'clock hour. That means it's time to be joined by the editor-in-chief of the Pennsylvania Football News, Josh Funk. And Mr. Funk, big news today. I don't know if you're aware of this, but my co-host's birthday is today. He turns 47 years old today. Are you aware of that, Josh?
Funny.
That explains why he's taken the bitter old man approach with my statewide football ranking. So,
no, they're not the bitter old man approach, Mr. Funk. There's no respect for Clarion area going on around the state right now.
Let's go ahead and just recap. Let's recap for everyone. Of course, the Pennsylvania Football News puts out statewide rankings for all classifications. Right now, the Clarion area Bobcats, of course, winners tonight 55-0 over Punxsutawney. Tied for 10th, Chris?
Yeah, tied for 10th. They were 10th, and then somehow or other they dropped into a tie for 10th. But Josh tells me they can't move up because nobody else is losing, but I don't understand that logic. I mean, if you're better than somebody, you're better than somebody.
Mr. Funk, your rebuttal, sir.
My rebuttal is, look at all the other outlets that do statewide football rankings. The Philadelphia Inquirer is doing them. They don't even have Clarion.
The Philadelphia Inquirer also thinks that Claude Giroux took the baton from Sidney Crosby a couple of years ago in hockey. So the Philadelphia Inquirer doesn't have a whole lot of respect in this side of the state right now. So you might not want to use them as a logical argument here.
Chris, I didn't interrupt you when you were ranting to me off the air. And
I'm the host. I can do what I want.
Well, that's true. You can. You can also press the mute button on me at any point in time.
Actually, that's me. And I could press the mute button on Chris, too, if I wanted to. But that's beside the point. Anyway, go ahead, Josh.
Gotcha. Well, let's see. I'm talking about sets of statewide football rankings for Pennsylvania that are being put out. Nothing in the Inquirer for District 9 of anybody. Not Clarion, not Kane, not Carn City.
That's because they probably think District 9's the movie as opposed to an actual district in the state. I'm sure they probably have heard of the WPIL, but probably District 10, District 6, District 5, all of those probably like completely miss those folks in Philly. We all know that they're their own state, so.
And the Patriot News, I've not seen Clarion crack the top 10 yet. I don't check the honorable mentions of the Patriot. I just look at the top 10. Did not see.
So basically, your reasoning is
nobody else
does it, so therefore I'm okay to do it. What kind of logic is that, Josh? What kind of logic is that?
There doesn't need to be logic, Chris. I mean, they're among the top 11 teams. I got a tie for 10, so they're among the top 11 teams in the state in single A. I mean, eventually they'll move up when.
Josh, if any other team had given up two first-team touchdowns all year and four all year, they'd be higher than tied for 10th. I'm just saying. I'm saying there's a little bit of disrespect going on for District 9. Clarendon was shutting everybody out, everybody would be talking about how great they were. If Southern Columbia is shutting everybody out, they're talking about how great they are. I'm saying that District 9, which has produced two state semifinalists since 2007, is getting no respect here. I'm saying that we're not talking about just an average team that's gone undefeated or a team like Kane who's gone undefeated but maybe has struggled a few times along the way. We're talking about a team that's blowing people out, that's mercy ruled everybody, that has given up four touchdowns and zero touchdowns in five games. They have not given up a point in five games. At some point, there has to be more respect. And I'm saying that if they were a WPIL team that might not have been Clarendon, if they were like Fort Cherry or somebody like that, they would be higher in the rankings. This is a disrespect to District 9 right now.
You're entitled to your opinion, and I'm entitled to mine. I'm not. I don't think I'm disrespecting them.
I think you absolutely are disrespecting them. I'm saying that if there's any other team in the state that is doing what Clarion's doing, they're ranked higher than tied for 10th, is what I'm saying. I'm saying that outside of the fact that you're telling me that other teams don't have them, other players don't have them ranked, and nobody above them is quote unquote lost, even though there's a team above them with one loss to a team that isn't as good as anybody Clarion's played, doesn't means to me that you're disrespecting District 9 here. That if they were from someplace else, it wouldn't be like that.
I think that you are entitled to your opinion, and I'm entitled to mine. So I'm not going to waver from that, Chris. I mean, you can.
Are you telling me that you don't think Clarion's any good?
No, I think Clarion is good. I'm just saying if they weren't good, they wouldn't be among the top 10, Chris. I mean,
but what would they have to do to move out of a tie for 10th? What more could a team do than what they're doing?
They don't have to do anything more. Teams ahead of them have to lose.
Could it be the fact that you rank somebody early in the year, and because you rank somebody early in the year and they haven't quote unquote lost, therefore Clarion doesn't get the move up? That seems like an illogical argument. Are you comparing things game by game, scores by scores across everything?
But isn't this exactly what we do? I mean, and I realize, look, I'm comparing from one to the other, but isn't this exactly what we do in the NCAA right now? And isn't this exactly why we should be, I mean, to spin it more toward a positive side here, since I feel like there's been a slightly negative undertone to the discussion so far. Spinning it slightly positive, it's the fact that it's nice that in the end, whether they're ranked first, fourth, eighth, tenth, tied for tenth honorable mention in the list, it comes down to they need to qualify for, which they have, obviously, qualify for their district playoffs and go all the way through it. Isn't that kind of the nice part of it?
Well, sure, that's why
I like sitting here and just kind
of sure, it's a nice part of it, but
relaxing.
I'm going to stick up for District 9 tonight. I feel like because it's District 9, there's a modicum of disrespect from other places around the state. And I see it every year in basketball, and I see it every year in football, and I'm not sure what more District 9 has to do to earn that respect. Johnsonburg beat everybody's unbeatable Lincoln Park last year in basketball, but it was undoable. They were just a bunch of kids from the sticks doing it, and I'm saying that District 9 should get more respect now than just a bunch of kids from the sticks, because they can go out and they can play, and they've shown it on the court, on the field, year in and year out, and it's about time the rest of the state wakes up to it.
Josh, I'll go ahead and just respond for you. Chris, and I believe you're entitled to your opinion in this case. Is that about right? I mean, is that where we were going?
That's pretty much where Josh was going.
Yeah.
I love Josh, folks. Don't get me wrong. I love Josh Funk. Josh Funk, I consider Josh Funk a friend. I just happen to vehemently disagree with Josh Funk right now.
Well, you shouldn't be disagreeing on your birthday. I'm just saying that. You shouldn't be allowed to disagree on your birthday.
If I'm allowed to disagree on any day, it should be my birthday.
So that's actually it for our time with Josh Funk. And I'm glad we archive these shows now. We had some issues with week one, but the weeks two through now, assuming no technical issues with tonight's recording, I'm going to go back and actually try to figure out exactly how many words Josh Funk said in tonight's interview with Josh Funk, because I think it's going to end up being...
I think I repeated myself a little bit. I think I sounded like a politician that was...
I think it's
going to
end up being about
over
a total
again.
Of 25 words in an 11-minute interview with you,
would
Josh.
Would that be the same... Are you going to count, like, the same word that you're entitled to your opinion?
I'll go back and count total number of words and then number of repeated times the phrase "you're entitled to your own opinion" was uttered tonight.
I'm entitled to my opinion, you're entitled to yours. I said it like four or five times.
Yep.
It's just... Hey, it is what it is. My rankings are one man's opinion. The other rankings are the man's opinion.
I'll give you this.
Rankings are his opinion.
I'll give you this, Josh. At least you've got them there. What that says about the Patriot News and the Philadelphia Inquirer is even less.
Yeah.
Chris, you didn't even let me get in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, who only does a top five, and they don't even do an honorable mention. Then obviously they don't have Clarion anywhere near the top five. So.
Well, they're not from the WPI. I mean, after all, when Smethport beat Clareton last year in basketball, it was all because of the officiating. So, not the fact that Zach Smith of Smethport outplayed Tyler Boyd. Yes, the same Tyler Boyd that's at Pitt playing football. I have a load of respect for as a football player. Got outplayed by Zach Smith last year in that game. In fact, so much so that they had to take Tyler Boyd off of Zach Smith as a coaching decision because Smethport was beating them so bad.
Well, there you go. That was Josh. We appreciate your time. Thank you very much for joining us. And
I'm gonna bring the boxing gloves next week.
You are gonna answer your phone next week, right, Josh? I mean,
no, I'm actually down to one battery this week, but I am gonna answer my phone, and I hope that we don't have to go three takes to get it right next week.
All right, that was the Editor-in-Chief. Thanks, Josh. We appreciate your time.
No problem.
Editor-in-Chief of the Pennsylvania Football News, Josh Funk, joining us on the GR Cellular Hotline. All right, folks, everybody, take big, deep breath, and we step aside for our first time out of the 10 o'clock hour. When we come back, we'll recap the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard for you, and we have more guests coming up. Hopefully, we get a chance to look... maybe we won't give you the details of the playoff numbers, but we'll at least give you an idea of where the playoffs are looking right now. I don't know how much detail we'll get into with that, but you can certainly check out d9sports.com as the week goes on for more updates on that. And, of course, we will try to get you some updated standings as well. That's all coming up inside the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on d9sports.com.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess, call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations on the Marcellus gas lakes. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles, too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
Heading out to a Friday night football game or tuning in at home to listen to your local team. Once your game is over, tune into the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Scores from across all of District 9 and what it all means with reactions, updated standings, interviews, and more. We wrap up your Friday nights with the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Listen online every Friday night from 9:30 till 11 on D9Sports.com.
Explore Galbraith's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Galbraith's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Galbraith's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy four qualifying Cooper tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
Business changes over the years. It's always something.
Lemonade, 10 cents!
Insurance needs for your company change as well. You owe it to yourself to review your insurance needs periodically and find ways to save.
Worldwide delivery at lemonade.com!
Come talk with us. We're business insurance experts. R. James Smathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
Always something.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
All right, back here on the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Dustin Kiefer with you. Chris Rossetti may be with me. If we can get his blood pressure settled down a little bit here.
There's no blood pressure at all.
No. Nothing at all. Hey, we are going to be joined momentarily by Barry Morgan. Of course, Barry Morgan from The Hound in Ridgeway. And, of course, a classy 1400 and WKBI in St. Mary's as well. So we're going to be joined by him in just a moment on the GR Cellular Hotline. But we take a moment here and take a look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard in the AML North. Port Allegheny 16, Cameron County 14, Otto Eldred 48, Counter Sport 28. In the AML South, Kane claims the AML South title tonight with a 27-18 victory over Ridgeway. They are now playing for the AML Championship game coming up in Week 10 against the winner of tomorrow's Smethport-Sheffield game, which will be played tomorrow afternoon at Sheffield. In District 10, Region 5 play, Meadville 28, Bradford 6, Dubois 56, Warren 14. Of course, those are the games in District 10, Region 5 that involve District 9 teams. In the Mountain League, Clearfield 31, Bald Eagle Area 6. Clearfield continues to roll, 6-0, regular season, 8-0, or 6-0 rather, in the conference, 8-0. The number of regular season victories in a row continues to build up for Clearfield as they knock off Bald Eagle Area tonight, 31-6. KSAC crossover action. Clarion 55, Punxsutawney 0. It was Red Bank Valley 23, St. Mary's nothing. Manitou 34, Union 20. It was Brookville 36, Clarion Limestone 15. Non-conference play, we are almost to all finals here. Carn City 48, Oil City 28. It was St. Joseph's Catholic Academy 28, AC Valley 7. Mercer 56, Keystone 28. That's a final score. And this one just going into the fourth quarter, Fort Cherry 45, Brockway 34. The Rovers fighting back in that one as they trail Fort Cherry now 45-34. And Chris, that brings us to the GR Cellular Hotline as we talk with Barry Morgan. Barry Morgan, who covers games for a number of different radio stations in the middle part of District 9 there, for the Hound, of course, B94 in St. Mary's and WKBI Classy 1400 in St. Mary's as well. And Barry, you were at that Kane game tonight, 27-18, a final score. But Barry joins us on the GR Cellular Hotline.
Barry, hey Barry, Chris here first. For every time I hear B94, I want to think of the old Pittsburgh station.
There you go. I don't know. We got a thing with that. You know, that's the way it is, and that's the way it's going to be. So.
Hey, Barry, it's great talking to you, too, by the way. Of course, folks in that in that portion of District 9, the St. Mary's area and south and a little bit north, certainly know the voice of Barry Morgan. He's been in this a long time. We're certainly very excited to have you along with us tonight. But Barry, Kane tonight opens up a 20-0 lead, right? Ridgeway fights back a couple scores, makes it a one-score game, and Kane holds on in that one. This Kane team, we've been watching them all year. Neither Chris or I get out of this studio on Friday nights to actually get to see them. But this team certainly, I mean, no doubt has a chance to compete for that AA title, right?
Oh, I think so. They're very opportunistic, and they just got a lot of kids that love playing defense. And I'll tell you what, that's fun to watch kids play defense together like they do. And, I mean, they got so many kids, and they just get to the ball in such a hurry. And it really is disruptive. But I'll tell you what, tonight, you really have to say nothing but nice things about the Ridgeway Elkers. I'll tell you what, they played their hearts out, and with 5:34 to go in the third quarter, they were only down 20-12, and they had a couple opportunities. They didn't work out, and Kane come back like teams that are 7-0 do, and made them pay. Went up 27-12, and then late touchdown by Ridgeway ends at 27-18, but just a very, very hard-hitting defensive battle all night long.
Talk a little bit about this Ridgeway team. You know, they've combined with Johnsonburg this year to form this co-op, and it seems like that's really working out well for them. Did you see that tonight? Maybe kids from both schools working out for them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they even intercepted King quarterback Kevin Clear two times.
Whoa, he hadn't thrown an interception all year.
He had one, I think, coming in.
Yeah, it was like, and it might have been like that. I think it was like one interception. Wow.
Yeah, he got intercepted early by J.P. Cerrone after Kane had gone up 7-0 on a Logan Zuzic 14-yard reception from Clear. And then Mattis's kick made it 7-0. And then Kane was on the move again, but Cerrone stepped in front of a pass. And Ridgeway ended up with the ball, but the problem was they went 3-and-out and on the punt. Nate Moore, Kane, blocked the punt and picked it up, ran it 15 yards. So it just turned it right back and then cleared to Andrew Pearson for 15 yards and a score with 2:56 to go in the half. And Mattis's kick makes it 14-0. Then in that third quarter, Andrew Zuzic had a 30-yard fumble return on a bad snap that went over McDonald's head. And, you know, it was just little things like that all night long. And Kane was up 20-0. Jeff Kajancic had an interception for Kane at the one-yard line in front of Cameron Grumley. And then they turned it right back over as Dane Capiello intercepted Clear. At the one-yard line, McDonald jumped into the end zone, and it's 20-6, and it's just back and forth. Cole Myers played a great game for Ridgeway at wide receiver. I'll bet you he had 100 yards in receptions on the night, but he caught a 37-yard pass and run for a score. That made it 20-12. Then Tyler Rolick, one of the Rolick twins, an 18-yard reception for from Clear Mattis's kick makes it 27-12. And then Jeremy Breyer, a sophomore, a great basketball player for Ridgeway. You'll hear his name a lot this year in hoops. He grabbed a 12-yard pass from McDonald, and that's the way it ended up. But honestly, Ridgeway hit Kane probably as hard as Kane's been hit all year, and Kane returned a favor a lot. I mean, some of those kids, man, they're just like sledgehammers.
Yeah, certainly the score indicated that as we compare it to some of the scores we've seen from Kane this year. I think you hit the nail on the head there with they hit him about as hard as anybody has hit them this entire season. But, hey, the Kane Wolves on to the AML Championship game. Barry, we appreciate you joining us here tonight. Always great to get your insights from a gentleman that's been around this for a number of years. So we really appreciate your time tonight. And you have the call of a game tomorrow as well. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, we do, up on Wolverine Mountain.
Yeah.
We'll be on the air about 5 or 10 after 1, Rick Porter and I. And, of course, that a huge game, kickoff at 1:30. And Sheffield with a chance to win the North, and that's got to be mind-boggling for them.
1964, Barry, was the last time they were an outright champion of any division, conference, whatever you want to call it.
They used to have some great teams back there at that time in the early 60s and stuff, but then they start jumping around playing in a bunch of different leagues, and it's good to have them back in 9. And I'll tell you what, they got a nice mix of kids between Abraxas and Sheffield, and they're playing pretty well. Smethport will have their hands full, but the Hubs, their coach Jim Berlin, he was a standout player for the Hubs back in their heyday, and he's really helped turn that program around. So it's going to be very interesting up there tomorrow.
It was mind-boggling to me that Smethport hasn't won an AML North title since 2001.
It's incredible because I think Mikey DeFilippi was their quarterback in 99.
Yes, you're correct.
And they were beaten by Clarion in the D9 championship, I think.
1999, Clarion lost to Cameron County in the District 9 championship game. 99. Yeah. Smethport with DeFilippi and I'm gonna throw a name out here that maybe you haven't heard in a while, but I'm gonna do it and I'll explain why in a second. Mike Dodge was on that team.
Oh, I know him very well.
Mike Dodge is actually engaged to my sister-in-law, so that's why.
I had to throw out
Mike's name
and get him in there somehow.
Yes, I had to get Mike in there somehow. I know Mike's got. I haven't had a chance to talk to Mike in a few weeks. We went to a couple Pirate games this summer and things, but I haven't had a chance to talk to him in a couple weeks. But I'm sure he's pretty happy with how his Hubbards are doing now, because I know he was a little disappointed that where the program had gone there for a while.
Yeah, I've been in contact with their former star running back, Mike Coffey, who was actually the star of their 92 team, and he listens to a lot of the games up in District 9, wherever he can find them online, and he's still a huge Hubs fan, so it's going to be really neat to see. I did the games way back then when they made that run to the state and lost to Scotland, so you still see a lot of those same fans, and it's nice to see that spirit coming back up over there. Because, boy, I'll tell you, they're in the late 80s and 90s. What a run they had.
No question. I mean, they were as good as anybody. And, you know, you probably didn't hear my rant a little earlier with Josh Funk of the PA Football News about respect or disrespecting
me. Mr. Funk.
My case, I feel there's some disrespect going on of District 9, Clarion in particular right now, even Kane a little bit in Double A. You know, you want to go back to District 9 has played really good football for a really long time.
Yeah, but, you know, you're never going to get the respect from down there. But the way those schools, the way kids trade schools and hop around from here to there, it's not a level playing field for the kids up here. I don't care what anybody says. I've seen it long enough to know. I mean, when Kane had that great team in 2007 that went to the Western Finals, they got beat by Sarah Catholic, and Sarah Catholic's main running back, Chris Loving, that had like over 200 yards against Kane. He had played at like West Allegheny the year before, because I did the game. They played Bradford, and Bradford knocked him stone cold on a play early in the first quarter. And then he ends up transferring. You know, I mean, there's just so much stuff that goes on that doesn't go on up here. And I don't care what people think down in District 7. That's the way it is. But 7 and 10, 9 and 10, five and six are very much alike, and so that's the kind of look I see at that kind of stuff.
No question, Barry, and you're right. There's a lot. I mean, heck, we saw it in basketball last year with Johnsonburg playing Lincoln Park, which is basically like a small college. So,
and I'm glad you brought that up because that's a game going to be played in Johnsonburg this year, December the 17th, a Tuesday.
Lincoln Park's coming up.
Johnsonburg.
Wow.
I think they couldn't believe they got beat last year, so. Rather than make a scouting trip, they thought, well, we'll come up and play, John. So that ought to be a neat one. Of course, we'll be doing that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Should be standing room only for about a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we might want to see if we can, like, you know, get that on D9 Sports through whatever online you're using or something like that, Barry.
Well, we can always work something out. I'm good about that.
Barry, that's awesome information. We appreciate it. Hey, Barry, we got to let you go, but we appreciate you joining us. Thanks again, and look forward to talking to you later on and even into basketball season.
You guys do a super job. We're so lucky to have people like you spreading the word. Thanks so much.
Well, we appreciate the kind words, Barry. Again, that was Barry Morgan, a longtime veteran of broadcasting in District 9, and we appreciate his time. Of course, great friends, the folks up there, B94 as well as Classy 1400, The Hound as well. Those folks have been just wonderful to us in helping us out this season, along with our great affiliates WHKS and WFRM up in Port Allegheny and Catterport, respectively. And, of course, Cool 103, WPXC, and C93 in the southern part of the district as well. So we appreciate all of those wonderful affiliates and the stations and the broadcasters that may not be affiliates but are willing to help us out. And Barry is certainly one of those folks that is willing to do that for us. All right, it is the bottom of the 10 o'clock hour. It's time to step aside. Let's pause 10 seconds to allow our stations to identify themselves, and then we'll go straight to commercial break. This is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com.
Business changes over the years. It's always something.
Lemonade, Tetson!
Insurance needs for your company change as well. You owe it to yourself to review your insurance needs periodically and find ways to save.
Worldwide delivery at lemonade.com!
Come talk with us. We're business insurance experts. R. James Smathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
Always something.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations on the Marcellus gas tanks. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles, too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
Explore Gale Brett's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Gale Brett's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Gale Brett's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
Heading out to a Friday night football game or tuning in at home to listen to your local team. Once your game is over, tune into the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Scores from across all of District 9 and what it all means with reactions, updated standings, interviews, and more. We wrap up your Friday nights with the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Listen online every Friday night from 9:30 till 11 on D9Sports.com.
Independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy four qualifying Cooper tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
The Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com, part of the EYT Media Network, is brought to you by the Triple R Roadhouse, by All American Awards and Engraving, by Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler, by Bauer Truck Repair, by Smathers Insurance Agency, by Carly Tire, by Galbreast Furniture, by GR Cellular, by the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny, ECUA, and by Kate's Hair Studio. And this portion of tonight's show is brought to you by Kate's Hair Studio. They've added yet another service to their studio, Cessations Massage. Check them out, Kate's Hair Studio, 817 Main Street in Clarion. This is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. We are part of the EYT Media Network. I'm Dustin Kiefer. He's Chris Rossetti. And it's heading into the final 24 minutes of tonight's show. It's been a quick one tonight, and we do need to recap the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard for you here before we head out once again on the GR Cellular Hotline. And we start in the AML South, where tonight, Kane claims the AML South title and a spot in the AML Championship game with a 27-18 victory over Ridgeway. And again, Kane unbeaten, 4-0, perfect mark in the AML South, 8-0 overall, as they will move into the AML Championship game coming up in week number 10. Next week in crossover action, they are at Cowdersport. In the AML North, Port Allegheny 16, Cameron County 14, Ottawa Eldred 48, Cowdersport 28. Moving to District 10, Region 5, in games involving District 9 teams from that region, Meadville 28, Bradford 6, Dubois 56, Warren 14. In case at crossover play, these games do not count toward the large school and small school division standings in the KSAC. And it was Clarion shutting out Punxsutawney tonight, 55-0. Red Bank Valley beat St. Mary's 23-0. Montauk 34, Union 20. It was Brookville 36, Clarion Limestone 15. In Mountain League play, Clearfield 31, Bald Eagle Area 6. Non-conference action tonight. Final scores here, Carson City 48, Oil City 28, St. Joseph's Catholic Academy 28, AC Valley 7. Mercer 56, Keystone 28, and the latest score we had on this one down at Fort Cherry tonight, Fort Cherry 45, Brockway 34. That was at the start of the fourth quarter. You know, Chris, we said at the beginning of our show we were wondering if we were going to get a final score before we went off the air at 11 o'clock for that game. We're going to be pushing it.
We are going to be pushing it.
Yeah, that game.
They have to drive back to Brockway tonight, too.
I know.
You got to feel bad for them in some ways.
Yeah, you do. But it's 45-34, Fort Cherry leading Brockway. That was a start of the fourth quarter score, and as soon as we get a final on that one, we will pass it along to you. Of course, that is Mike Caruso from Sunny 106 that is graciously passing along those scores to us here at the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show, part of the All-American Awards and Engraving Scoreboard. Do you coach a team? Maybe you own a business? Want to award somebody or recognize somebody's work? Check out All-American Awards and Engraving's wide selection, allamericanhq.com, Chris.
The official award provider of D9Sports.com.
Yep, that's right. Every award that goes out is coming from All-American Awards and Engraving. And you can check out their selection at allamericanhq.com.
Thinking about doing something different with the football awards this year. No, not going in a different direction, but I mean like through All-American
sure.
Awards, but something more than maybe a plaque. Maybe.
Giving them something different.
Yeah, giving them something different.
All right, fair enough.
And got a shout out to the Rehab Center in Clarion who sponsors those football awards.
Yep, so. And that'll be coming up after the postseason is over. We'll be off the air for quite a while at that point, and hopefully quite a while, which means we have some District 9 teams moving through the playoffs, but... Yeah, you can check those out at d9sports.com. Let's get to the GR Cellular Hotline before we waste too much time, because normally we just shove this guy out the door and put him for the last 2 minutes of the show. But, Andy, we got you on early tonight. It's Andy Close from the Bradford Era and, of course, one of the members of the d9sports.com team. Andy, have you had a chance to take a look at the scoreboard, and if so, your initial reactions across District 9 tonight?
I have, Dustin. I'll tell you a couple things that stick out to me. Carn City, 48-28 over Oil City. You know, a lot of people over in District 10 talking about that Oil City team as being a serious contender over there. I had the opportunity to see them myself, a very solid football team. For Carn City to go in and beat them like they did tonight, I think really speaks to the talent that that team has. And what does that say about Clarion, who mercy ruled Carn City, you know, earlier in the season? I know you guys had a lengthy discussion about Clarion earlier in the show. I think that really speaks to the strength of both those football teams.
No question, Andy. I mean, you know, I keep hearing, oh, Clarion hasn't played anybody, and I keep looking at Carn City, and I'm like, there's somebody. They're serious. You know, no disrespect to Kane. Until Kane beats Carn City to me is the favorite in double A.
Sure, I agree. They're the defending champions. You know, they had a lot of talent and experience coming back. Kane certainly has had a very nice, more than a very nice season. They're unbeaten. But I couldn't agree with you guys more. I mean, Clarion is the best team that either one of those schools have played. Now, granted, Carn City didn't fare well in that game, but once again, look at what they've done with the rest of their schedule. And tonight, easily, I think, their most impressive win of the season against a quality AAA school over in District 10.
No question. And the other thing that sticks out to me, Andy, is Port Allegheny. And if the playoffs started right now, right as we speak, the two-time defending champion Gators would be back in the field.
Boy, wouldn't that be something. You know, everyone talked about how this team was going to struggle coming off just the historically successful season they had last year, and certainly they have struggled throughout a good bit of the season. But I think you're seeing a young team that's getting more and more confidence and gaining more and more confidence, of course, led by, you know, a senior in Tyler Schaefer, a running back. But, you know, don't count this team out. There's guys on that team that have been part of district championship teams, maybe not playing key roles, but roles nonetheless. And I think they're finally starting to get comfortable in those roles, stepping in and filling in starting positions. And, they're a team that if they get in, you might not want to play them in the playoffs the way they've kind of heated up here in the last couple of weeks.
If they get in, they're most likely playing Clarion, and I don't really...
I don't think that'll be a game, Chris, but wouldn't that be an interesting storyline?
Yeah.
Oh, no question. I mean, those teams have played for the District 9 title the last 2 years. If you're looking at a Clarion team that might be having trouble getting motivated at times, I'm sure that would provide plenty of motivation for the Bobcats.
Oh, there's no question. And Clarion, I know you guys were talking about it. When's the last time someone scored on them?
6 weeks ago, Keystone in the fourth quarter scored 2 touchdowns against the backup defense.
Wow.
It's now 20 quarters long, and figuring out the minutes, geez, that's a lot of minutes. It's 20 times 40, or 5 times 48 is 240. Did I do my math right, DJ?
What did you want to do? 5 times 48, 240, yeah.
Yeah, 240. Yeah. So it's in that neighborhood of 250, 240 some. In 2000, they had a streak of 284 minutes and 42 seconds. They play AC Valley next week. That's got a pretty good shot at breaking that streak.
No question. And speaking of scoring streaks and scoring droughts, I saw one myself come to an end tonight as Bradford finally was able to put the ball in the end zone after 14-plus quarters of being shut out. So we got both ends of the spectrum at District 9 tonight.
You know, it seems like the Owls might have played a little better tonight. Meadville didn't run completely over them.
No, they didn't. I mean, offensively, there's no sugarcoating. They're still struggling at times, not at times, most of the time, to move the football. But defensively, you know, especially in the second half, they're a team that showed up. They forced some turnovers. I don't want to question the effort in previous weeks, but the effort looked to be there tonight. You know, maybe it was because it was senior night or whatever the factors may be. They certainly looked better than they had in getting outscored the way they did the previous 3 weeks.
As we talk about the playoffs here, Andy, just a quick look at AA. We mentioned this to the head coach of the Montauk Warriors, Cecil Blauser, earlier in the show, but you know, an opportunity for the Warriors to battle their way back into maybe the playoff picture. I mean, you have them at 2-6, St. Mary's at 4-4. The schedule, though, I don't know, Andy, your take on it. Does it pan out really for Montauk to really make a run there, or do we have the four teams set in AA? I mean, Montauk hosts Punxsutawney next week and then hosts Brockway to finish out the season. And for St. Mary's, they're going to be hosting Bradford next week, and then week number 10, well, at Bellefonte. So the chance really there for Montauk, is it even a possibility for Montauk to claw their way back in? I know it's based off of the points in AA, but look, I mean, the record tends to go hand in hand with you qualifying there. Or do we have our four teams set as we talk about the playoffs in AA?
I think, Dustin, there's probably a pretty good chance the four teams are set. However, given, you know, St. Mary's is a team that's struggled the past couple weeks. I know Bradford and Bellefonte have not been playing good football, but, you know, it only takes one time, you know, a trip up. And if Montauk is able to win their last two games, I understand that's a big if, you know, against Punxsutawney and a Brockway team that can really put some points on the board. But a slim chance, but, you know, that's why you keep playing, you know, in case, you know, things break. And who would have thought St. Mary's would have got shut out by Red Bank tonight? So you keep playing, you keep fighting, and chances are they're set, but you never know what happens.
Well, not only that, when you start looking at AAA and you start looking at the points and the fact that power points come into play in that AAA race, Bradford's a win away from being right in the thick of playing for that District 9 championship game again. I mean, sort of a meaningless championship game, but They go into St. Mary's next week with an opportunity of winning that game, and knowing that Punxsutawney's got to go down to Montauk next week, and all of a sudden the Owls, as bad as things have been for them up there, have a sliver of hope all of a sudden.
Yeah, and once again they have not played good football, you know, up until the second half tonight, but there is still a lot to play for. I think if you step back and look at that, that gives the kids an awful lot of motivation. And I don't know what it says to maybe have a team of that caliber in a championship game, but it would be a championship game nonetheless. And as crazy as this sounds, as crazy for anyone that's watched Bradford football this year, and as poorly as they've played at times, the fact that that's even a remote possibility is a little bit remarkable at this point.
It really is remarkable to sit back and think about that, you know, all of a sudden, if they win next week and Punxsutawney loses, they're both at three wins. And we saw what happened last year with the power points and the extra power points and all of that. I think Bradford's in that AAA championship. Without doing the math off the top of my head right now, I think Bradford's in that AAA championship game.
I do, too. I know one of their wins, you know, against a Class A school in Kennedy Catholic, but the fact that Bradford plays a tougher schedule in terms of more AAA.
Well, a couple of Punxsutawney's wins are against Class A school, so it's not like that's going to offset anything.
Right, so I think the fact that Bradford, you know, goes up against AAA and Quad A schools on a weekly basis, just like you said, Chris, without doing the math, I think if that scenario were to take place, I think Bradford would have the edge there.
I'm wondering if either of those schools, though, if they finish with three wins or four wins, even want anything to do with Clearfield. If we might not just have a situation where Clearfield wins the AAA title by default, where neither team wants to go into the playoffs.
Well, I mean, that's an interesting question, and certainly I don't know. That's something that the coaches and the athletic directors from those schools would have to sit down and talk about.
And the school boards. Let's not forget they want to get their little mitts into these and meddle in places where they have zero business meddling, but we know they will.
Sure, sure. And that's, you know, once again, you know, none of us should be surprised if they go that route.
After all, didn't I hear that it's your fault that Bradford is having a bad season?
Well, that's not completely true. I heard there were a few grumblings at the recent school board meeting, and you know, that is what it is.
Dustin's telling me, hey, we're
going
to...
Hang on,
no,
breaking, I have breaking news here, actually.
Oh, breaking news.
At 10:48 this evening, 10:48 this evening, that Fort Cherry-Brockway game did go final, Chris.
And the score?
59-34 is the final score there.
Just that would be Fort Cherry, folks. Dustin thinks you just all we know that, but... That'd be Fort Cherry. What was my pick on that game, Dustin?
Yeah, 59-34 is our final score in that one. But, hey, Andy, we got to let you go as we step aside for our final break here. But, Chris, actually, if you don't know, we do the sport picks on D9Sports.com. Chris, you picked something like 60-40 or something along those lines.
I picked 65-45.
You weren't too far off on that
you
pick.
Rich Rhodes picked 48-28. Actually, what was the final score again?
59-34.
Jeez, Andy Close almost hit it right on the button. It was Andy Close had Fort Cherry winning 56-35.
That close, guys.
Well, hey, Andy, we appreciate you joining us tonight. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you next week.
Guys, it's a pleasure as always. Thank you.
That was Andy Close of the Bradford Era joining us on the GR Cellular Hotline, and we step aside for our final break of week number 8 show. It is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com.
Explore Gale Brett's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Gale Brett's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Gale Brett's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
Business changes over the years. It's always something.
Lemonade, 10 cents!
Insurance needs for your company change as well. You owe it to yourself to review your insurance needs periodically and find ways to save.
Worldwide delivery at lemonade.com!
Come talk with us. We're business insurance experts. R. James Smathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
Always something.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations on the Marcellus gas tanks. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
All right, back in the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Final few moments of our show for week number 8. Dustin Kiefer, Chris Rossetti with you, and we take a quick look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard. Port Allegheny over Cameron County tonight, 16-14 in the AML North. Port Allegheny now 2-3, 3-5. Cameron County rather, 1-4, 2-6. Cameron County, Otto Eldred 48, Cattersport 28, Chris. As Otto Eldred,
as you have me muted.
There we go. Otto Eldred 2-3, 2-6. And Cowder Sports goes to 2-3, 4-4. In the AML South, Kane beats Ridgeway tonight 27-18 to claim the AML South title. Kane 4-0, 8-0. Ridgeway falls to 2-2, 3-5. Meadville over Bradford tonight 28-6. Meadville goes to 2-3, 3-5. Bradford falls to 1-5 and 2-6 overall. Dubois 56, Warren 14. Dubois now 3-1, 5-3. And for Warren, they fall to 2-3 and 5-3 overall. In the KSAC crossover games, Clarion over Punxsutawney tonight, 55-0. Clarion moves to 8-0 on the year. Punxsutawney falls to 3-5. Red Bank Valley 23, St. Mary's nothing. Red Bank Valley now 5-3 overall, And St. Mary's is at 4-4. Montauk beats Union. Back-to-back wins for the Warriors, 34-20. 2-6 on the year. The Warriors Union falls to 3-5 as they try to battle for a playoff spot. Ridgeway in the mix there. Port Allegheny in the mix there as well in that Class A playoff spot for number 8. Brookville, 36. Clarion Limestone, 15. The Raiders move to 6-2 on the year. Clarion Limestone drops to 2-6. And in Mountain League play, Clearfield, 31. Baldiguari is 6. Clearfield, a perfect 8-0 on the year. 6-0 in the Mountain League. As we see some other games in the Mountain League, including Tyrone over Central Mountain, 47-21. Tyrone now 6-2 on the year, 4-2 in that conference. Penns Valley beats Bucktail 56-28. So Penns Valley moves to 3-5 on the year. That was a non-conference game. Central Martinsburg over Bellefonte. Bellefonte remains winless at 0-8, 0-6 in the conference. Central Martinsburg 5-1, 6-2. Huntington over Phillipsburg Osceola 28-21. So Huntington now 3-3 and 4-4. And Phillipsburg Osceola now 2-4 and 2-6. So Clearfield remains atop that Mountain League at 6-0, trailing or ahead of Central Martinsburg 5-1, Tyrone 4-2. In non-conference play, we had our final score come in just a few minutes ago. Fort Cherry beats Brockway tonight 59-34. Carson City over Oil City 48-28 with St. Joe's Catholic Academy 28, AC Valley 7, Mercer 56, Keystone 28. Let's head out on the GR Cellular Hotline and talk with Rich Rhodes. Rich Rhodes from the Jeffersonian Democrat, leader of Indicator, and one of the members of D9Sports.com as well. So, Rich, just a few moments with you here, but your reactions to what you saw tonight in District 9.
Well, I will say that after an unprecedented four-game gain I had on Rossetti on the picks, I gave two back to him tonight.
Yes, you did.
But, you know, 2 weeks of market corrections, I guess. You and I are meant to be close in the standings. Everybody else is also Rams, Chris. That's how I look at it.
Is Dustin even within, like, shouting distance of us?
No.
I don't know.
How could I be? How could I be?
Well, I was at a game where we all missed. And Red Bank came out and got the job done against the St. Mary's team that, well, we saw them move the ball and score some points last week against Montauk. This week against Red Bank, they couldn't do anything. And, you know, that was without Alex Fellbauer. I believe they're missing a key lineman, a Keller boy on the line. They did not do much at all. I can't give any numbers right now, but Jake Dougherty had a real big night. I'm hearing a school record over 300 yards passing. I got to confirm that.
There was 315 by Rich Quiggle. Now, that's obviously unofficial.
Yeah. I heard 328. I'm still working on that. Do you want to send
those high numbers to the count, Dustin Kiefer, to count up for you?
Carry the three, take the sign. I lost track.
It.
I'm sorry.
But actually, the score that really impressed me is Carn City. I mean, they went up to Oil City, beat a good Oil City team by 20. Oil City beat Dubois. You know, you can kind of figure out the pecking order in District 9 a little bit more after that score.
Everybody ready?
If you had any
Here comes the Rossetti horn.
I'm pretty sure that I'm moving Carn City above Kane in the overall rankings. I just
that win would do it for me too, Chris.
I thought you were going to toot your own horn there, that you were the only one that
picked
that
game. I was the only one that picked Carn City to win over Oil City, but it's the same reason why I've been pushing Clarion so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clarion destroyed a really, really, really good football team in Carn City.
Yeah.
Who tonight actually managed to not play a mercy rule game for the first time all season.
Hey, and I will note this. I was on the Million Dollar Highway coming home from St. Mary's, and Fort Cherry and Brockway were kicking off the second half when I made the turn onto Route 28 north of Brockway. I was almost halfway home from St. Mary's to Brookville, and they were starting the second half.
Scott Schindeldecker from the Dubois Courier Express was at the game, and at halftime, you could just... I got a text message, but if you could read emotion through a text message, let's just say he couldn't believe that it was only halftime.
I feel his pain because I drove an hour, and that trip always seems forever for me. I had to go a different way than where I was to begin the evening, and it seemed like it took forever, but nowhere does it compare to what Mr. Schindeldecker's dealing with that game. But as we expect, a lot of points in that one.
No question there. So, you know, the other thing I think the surprise, we talked about this with Andy, we only have a couple minutes here, but Port Allegheny all of a sudden back in a playoff position right now.
For them. And how about Cameron County? Add up how many close games they've been in this year. I mean, good heavens.
Well, them and Otto Eldred are both. You know, Otto Eldred destroyed County tonight, and maybe that shouldn't be a surprise because they lost three games by 6 points or less coming into tonight.
Yeah, that North is really interesting. I mean, I don't know how, you know.
Your pick tomorrow night, real quick. Your pick for tomorrow afternoon, AML North, Smethport, Sheffield. Who wins? Go.
Well, I'm going Smethport 22-20.
Dustin.
I'll take Smethport, yeah. Smethport without a doubt.
We already picked these. You and I both picked 22-20, Chris.
Yes, we did. But
why are we doing our picks again?
Well,
I don't understand.
Maybe I want to change mine.
Okay, do you want to change yours?
Not on the website, I don't. Because
but right now, do you?
I'm thinking, boy, I get this feeling right now that Sheffield at home on a Saturday afternoon.
Real quick, Chris.
Sheffield.
Remember, you were the one who said real quick.
Well, I meant real quick for you guys, not for me.
All right. Hey, Rich, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us
today. Guys.
That was Rich Rhodes from the Jeffersonian Democrat and, of course, the leader of Vindicator in New Bethlehem as well, joining us here on the GR Cellular Hotline.
Steelers-Ravens.
Oh, my goodness. I'll take the Steelers
taking
by
the
a touchdown.
The Ravens.
Yeah. It's going to be ugly no matter what. I mean, without a doubt, it's going to be an ugly football game, Chris. That's just the way that these end up being. But, hey, Chris, that's going to do it for our Week 8 show. Lots of good stuff inside this Week 8 show, folks. Just want to remind you, if you ever want to listen back to a show or share it with a friend, we will archive this show for you and all the shows back to week number 2. Just visit d9sports.com, click on football, click on listen to the Friday Night OT show, and you can see the archives on there as well. Big thanks to all the folks that joined us tonight. Next week, we hope to have some special guests from the Punxsutawney area next week, so keep it locked to our Twitter at D9Sports, follow us there and get you some more information on that as well. But we're looking forward to that next week. And, of course, the playoff picture coming into focus next week as well. For all the folks that joined us on the GR Cellular Hotline, for my broadcast partner Chris Rossetti, this is Dustin Kiefer saying so long for week number 8. This is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Have a great evening, everyone, and we'll talk to you in week number 9.